You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
Time to talk a little bit about an issue of constant concern in the state of California, water. And as you may know from the news, there's a drought emergency declaration that's been begun. It's underway. Some people think it should be statewide or broader, but the governor, I believe, only included two counties so far in that declaration last week or the week before. We're ready now to talk with someone who has a lot of information and knowledge on this topic, having been looking at watershed and water issues for quite some time. He is a climate documentarian who's currently working on a documentary called California's, or has worked on a documentary called California's Watershed, which you might find on your PBS stations. And the current project, California's Watershed Healing, is underway as well. James Thiebaud is with us here via telephone this morning. Hello, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Great to have you on. So the drought declaration that I mentioned previously, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, it means that we've got a problem, a serious problem, and it's not going to go away. It's going to be the new norm that we're going to have to put up with, and we're going to have to find ways to deal with it. But in the meantime, we have to, we have to deal with the watershed. I know that your area has had serious fires. We've had fires up and down the mountains, and it's becoming a yearly basis. The Cal Fire has finally extended some of its part-time workers to firefighters to work full-time. It's going to be something that we're going to have to deal with until we start putting on a full-court press and start actually redesigning the forest. And I think that there are a lot of people, a lot of leaders up and down the state of California who are really putting on really focusing on trying to implement solutions. So it's dire, it's important, and it probably is one of the biggest issues facing the state of California.
Yeah, for sure. What do you mean by redesigning the forest?
Well, what I mean by that is the fact that we need to go in and start, years ago, the federal government established a fire suppression policy, and they didn't allow any fires. They put them out. Well, as a result, the impact, that was kind of contrary to the ecological system. And as a result, it got out of hand. Trees were growing, almost an enormous amount of trees were growing all over the watershed and in the mountains. And as a result, we now have a problem. And that is that the watershed will not sustain all this growth. And we have to go in and start clearing those trees in a very responsible sort of way, separating the trees, kind of creating I'm a landscape architect by profession, so I use the word redesign, but in a way we have to design the watershed in order to be able to function in the way it should be. That is, to providing water. California is the fifth largest economy in the world. We have an agriculture industry which provides food for not only the United States, but a food basket for the country, but for that matter, the world. And it's a national security issue. It's important for the economy of California, crucial for the importance of California's economy, and it's also crucial for food security for this country. Mm-hmm. So it's not by accident the agriculture department is connected with watershed forestry. So I mean, it's really an important. It's really probably the most important issue that's confronting California and all the entire spectrum of issues.
Mm-hmm. You know how it is with the pendulum swinging from one side to the other over time. And it wasn't that many years ago when greater concern was being expressed about clear cutting of forests and why do we need to cut so many trees anyway? And can't we just leave natural places alone, let them be wild? We've come a long way from that. What was wrong with that philosophy back then?
Well, I mean, I think we have to, as I say, we have to, it was a combination of things that happened. You know, I mean, the fact is we sort of ignored the reality of what was happening and we didn't. And you know, the fact is when I say design, we have to create buffers as well because people have moved into the valley, into the mountains. We have communities in the mountains and we have people have built houses in the mountains. And they have been vulnerable to fires, and we have to create buffers to protect these residents and it was a tremendous loss of life and a loss of property that we just shouldn't tolerate this thing. I mean, we go back a couple of years ago with the Paradise Fire, we lost 85 people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's intolerable. We should deal with this. And it really requires a full court press by everybody, by utilities, by government entities, and by the private sector. We all have to work together. And it's solving the problem is going to really be a public-private partnership. We have to kind of work together, and both the public and private sector mm-hmm. has to work together.
Mm-hmm. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Napa County's Board of Supervisors decided to spend about $6.5 million in the current fire season on largely on what they're calling shaded fuel break creation. I'm sure you're comfortable and familiar with that term and those ideas. Is that going in the right direction?
Yeah, absolutely. We have to protect. We have to protect communities. We have to, we're kind of mindless in many ways. The way we design communities, and it requires urban design, and in order to be able to protect the integrity of communities and people's lives, I mean, it's really, really important. Mm-hmm. We've always been kind of mindless about the way cities grow and communities grow, you know, let it grow. But the fact is we need to be very cognizant of the fact that we have to protect the communities from create buffers in order to protect the integrity of this community.
Mm-hmm. One thing that's ironic, when you look at recent history, you can see that the Tubbs Fire, which was very harmful in Sonoma County to our west, burned in a pattern almost identical to fires that burned in the 60s in that same region, covered the same footprint almost to the letter. And you have to ask a question then, of course, is, you know, if a massive fire can burn through the same acreage in the same direction two times in 40 or 50 years, does it make sense to rebuild housing right back into those places? What do you think about that and the harsh and difficult decisions you have to make if you say no to that?
Well, you know, the fact is there was a community called Shaver Lake, which is, you know, in the mountains above Fresno. You know, and the Forest Service and the Southern California Edison worked together and had prescribed burnings. And basically it orchestrated what direction the fires would go. So, I mean, in a way, you can kind of, when I'm going back to saying redesigning, that's the kind of way that we can be thinking. We can be thinking about where the fires go and have prescribed burnings to be able to kind of plan how the fires will go, if they grow, you know. But more than importantly, we need to put on as I mentioned earlier, we need to, the state and federal government and local communities, government agencies need to establish a plan in order to protect the integrity of these mountains. And we're going to have to go in and systematically redesign the forest. And that's why I'm way I'm mentioning, having prescribed burnings, be able to create mechanical thinning activities. I mean, I've been filming those kinds of things the last couple of days, a few days, almost last week. All last week I was up in Yuba County looking at those kinds of things. And that's what we have to do. And it has to, and we have to figure out a way to deal with the wood that has been generated as a result of the knocking. You know, we cut down trees. We need to be able to figure out how to do it. And we're talking about creating a biomass economy, where we have markets for the trees, and that, so it won't be a complete waste. It's a win-win situation. And if we go about systematically trying to work towards fixing the entire watershed, which is what we have to do.
And obviously you can't really, I don't think, effectively manage all of the forested areas in a state as big as California, but would the proposal be to focus on protecting where there are populations?
Well, I mean, that goes along with it. Protecting population, communities, as I said, people have built, I'm talking about the mountains right now, but I also am very cognizant of, what's happened in Napa County and these areas. I mean, every place is where there's forest, there's a problem, and we have to, it's a challenge, and we have to start dealing with these kinds of things. But, you know, it's a perfect time. We need to create, we can't solve the problem entirely with money. It's impossible to pour money into it, because there's a lot of moving parts to make this thing work. I don't want to overcomplicate the situation, but it really requires a comprehensive approach to solving this problem. And we can't afford to let this continue and be the new norm. We're going to be having to deal with this on a yearly basis. It's ridiculous. We're going to have to deal with this thing now. And that means we're going to have to, California is the fifth largest economy in the world, and we're food security. It's all interconnected. So we're going to have to deal with this thing if we're going to protect the integrity of the state.
Yeah. Just to cross my mind, when you talk about watershed and removing a lot of undergrowth, a certain amount of the tree content over a specified acreage, would that result in a greater runoff when it does rain, which means more water collected in reservoirs over time? Is that a benefit of this forest management?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there have been talks about that will create maybe 15% more water into the system. And so, of course, talking about water right now is something that we have as a whole other subject, which I would love to get into. But the fact is that we have to, in order, if we start fixing the headwaters of the mountains and clearing a lot of, there's hundreds of thousands of dead trees in the mountains, and we have to deal with that as well. It's because there's not enough water to go around to be able to feed the trees, so therefore trees are die. And along with, there's a problem with beetles and other kinds of insects getting into the system. I mean, they kill the trees, and so we're gonna have to, as I say, we're gonna have to create a market for those, all that wood product that is eliminated. Including I filmed the Creek Fire, which is down near Fresno. I was out filming prior to that breakout of that fire for my new film, and there was fuel everywhere, and it was hot, and it was dry, and then suddenly you had these winds coming in. I mean, it was a recipe for disaster. And we know that we're going to be, this is going to happen on a yearly basis unless we do something about this.
We're talking with James Thiebaud, the documentarian on watersheds and climate issues, forests and rainfall and all these things that we've been discussing through a group called the Chronicles Group. And you're the CEO of that. Tell us quickly before we wrap up, what's the Chronicles Group all about?
Well, it's a nonprofit 501c3 organization, and it is it was formed in the late 90s, and its mission is to focus on educating population of the world on the major issues of confronting the 21st century.
A lot of different subjects you've worked on over the years. Why don't you come down to Napa, do some filming on some of that watershed work we're doing here?
I'd love to.
I'd love to. All right. Come down, I'll buy a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I would very much like to do that.
All right. Thanks for talking with us today. We'll be in touch.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Nice talking to you.
You bet. James Thiebaud from the Chronicles Group and the Watershed documentary, California's Watershed, you might find on the PBS outlets currently, or the new project out soon, California's Watershed Healing. It's the one James is talking about currently filming for. And always interesting to discuss somebody who's really been into those topics for quite some time.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.